Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome to the No Disqualifications Podcast. I am Adrian.
I'm Tate.
And I gotta let you guys know, there's a go-home show before this No Way Out 2002. It's actually SmackDown, February 14th, 2002, to be exact. And, mini review here.
Uh-huh.
It sucks, so we didn't put our time into a podcast for it.
No.
It was literally... 19 minutes of squash matches.
And dog water.
And absolute dog water. It had no bearing on the show. It absolutely sucked. So now we're going to go ahead and get into No Way Out 2002. Hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Bradley Center to be specific.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin.
This is February 17th, 2002. Bradley Center, the attendance was 15,291. Which, you know, if you're listening to Jim Ross, he'll say, it's a sellout crowd, folks. Actually, it wasn't, because the sellout crowd for the Bradley Center is 18,000, so we're a little shy from that, a little shy. And the buy rate this year was 575,000 buy rates, but last year's was 590,000 buy rates. So we're just down by 15,000 buy rates. It's not insane.
No.
But pro wrestling is definitely waning at this point. It's not where it was in years past.
Right.
And it'll be probably till about 2006 before it gets back to where it was.
Yeah, pretty stagnant numbers.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we open the show and the NWO arrives.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't their WCW theme. This isn't Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. It's... So that's pretty much all I do here. Nash comes out. He's like, hey, we got heat with the boys back there. But look, shit, this is all fake. We just want a fair chance. This is fake.
Yeah, you know, we're not bringing any tasers this time, you know.
We're not just
people 16 to 1, you know. You gotta realize
this is all fake.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretend.
Mm-hmm.
This is make believe. The boys in the back don't believe that.
All right.
We just want our fair shake here. We just want a chance. Be friends.
That's it.
And then we get Scott Hall. He does the AO.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, and then he says, we aren't the bad guys. We are just marks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're breaking down that fourth wall. We're starting to use the backstage lingo here. We're marks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any trouble. We're just here to be fans. And he said, we're here to drink beer with some of the boys. And then Nash and Hall are like, Nash and Hogan are like, not you, though. You can't drink.
No.
And Hall's like, oh, hey, yo, I'm just an alcoholic. And then Hogan comes back. And Hogan does the whole, oh, well, listen, brother. Look, you know, dude, really, dude, so, look, dude, we're just like you people. We're just like, I mean, we're a little bit more rich and famous, dude, but, like, besides that, oh, better looking, but besides that, dude, we're just like you, dude. God bless Vince McMahon. God bless you. And God bless America. And then he leaves. And they, you know, they leave, and they're just like, and Jim Ross is just pissed off.
Those selfish sons of a bitches.
Yeah.
They're up there no good. I can smell it a mile away from the Oklahoma barbecue. God damn it, I know
it. And you got there. You got Larry. Whoa, maybe they're he's you know,
he's having an orgasm.
Yeah, it was over here. But yeah, Jim Ross is not having any of it. He's well, I just don't think they're bastards. Yep. Just yelling and
that'll be it. First match of the night, we got the TTT Tag Team Turmoil match.
TQ, baby. TQ.
Opening up here for Tag Tizzle Turmoil, we have Scotty Too Hotty.
Turn it up!
Wow. You know, his music. And Albert against Christian.
Christian! At last, you're on your own!
And Lance Storm. There's nothing to say about him. Actually, well, King had something to say about him. He says, Lance Storm has had a charisma bypass. Wow. Let's just take the shovel out and proceed to bury this man even more than he already is. Christian Lance Storm pretty much squash Albert and Scotty Too Hotty. Christian hits an unprettier, and as Albert's trying to break it up, Lance Storm just gives him the old oil check and puts his hand right up in his cheeks and pulls him back out of the ring.
Asshole.
Yeah, you know, it's
about to come with you in the ring after that, baby.
They're like, whoo, 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 whoo. But actually, next up, we have the Hardy Boys.
From Cameron, North Carolina.
But Lita was excited.
Yeah, yeah.
Or as Edge called Lita in his book, Crazy Leets. Whatever that fucking means. Hardy Boys come out next. Hardy's come out on fire. They're doing their classic little, Hardy's.
Tag team moves.
Just throwing random body parts at each other.
Poetry and motion.
Miscommunication leads to extreme combination, which is, of course, I think we all know what that is. Twist of fate, swan dizzle bomb for the 1-2-3-izzle boy. So Lance Storm and Christian are eliminated, and now we get the it's going down. Doom, doom. I don't know the music.
That's just a Dudley. It walks out, fat ass Bubba and fat ass D-Bot.
Yeah.
And they hop straight into it.
Yeah, the Dudleys come in. They overpower them. They really slow the place down. Miss senton by Bubba. He does that funny. He does it every time he goes for a senton. He misses it. He pops up. He puts his hands out to the side like he's like a like Joel Osteen or something. He goes, he shakes. You know, just like how D-Von, whenever D-Von gets hit with something, he has a seizure.
Yeah.
He'll like kick his leg out like he's a dog pissing on a new neighbor. There's a Brett's rope leg drop by Matt for two, and then of course Lita has to get involved because she, she's trying to get herself over at this point. Right. Lita attacks Stacy. We get a bubble bomb, a Lita Karana. I apologize. Senton plancha by Jeff, which was actually really dope. It literally just came out of nowhere. He just runs up to the top rope and just does a front flip out of the ring on a bubble, which I was like, all right.
Cool.
I hear you. And then there's a roll-up by Matt. He gets a hold of the tights for the win.
Rolls D-Von's fat ass up.
And that's a lot to roll.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot to roll. Testify. 3D to Jeff on the outside because, well, they're pissed off. Billy and Cuck out next. And they just hit the famouser on Matt and by Hardys.
Yeah, a little super kick and a famasser. You're out of there, Matty.
APA comes out next. Bradshaw's backstage. He's swigging on his beer. He's like, oh. Fruit, you smell that?
No.
It's homosexuals. And they just take a beeline to the ring. Because they're down to gay bash.
Oh, yeah.
No pun intended. Literally what is said on the commentary.
That guy bash.
Bradshaw stiffing Billy on the outside. Oh, if you only knew what Billy was really stiff about.
Mm-hmm.
JR says, Chuck looks like a cigar store Indian. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this part of the show where we do the Is It Racist? Ted.
Yes.
Chuck is a cigar store Indian. Now, let me explain. He had pigtails. All right, that's all I need to tell you. Is it racist? New refresher, I'll tell you again. Chuck looks like a cigar store Indian. Is it racist?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. And there's recompense for this right away. Clothesline from hell for the win, as it should be.
Mm-hmm. APA, you're no more contenders.
Well, look, man, I think it's no secret here. We might be APA marks on the show. I'm down with the APA.
Yeah.
Are you down with OPP?
I mean, I need Farouk to know me, goddammit. Yeah. I need him to get more and more involved in these matches. Bradshaw's, he's pumping up that right bicep and tricep backstage, loving that son of a bitch up, and he's getting ready to cock it back and knock somebody freaking back off. I mean,
ranked 91 out of tag teams.
Farouk is standing there saying, damn.
130 out of wrestlers in the year 1992. No, 2003, he was ranked 130. Damn. Farouk was. One of the first recognized black world champions, Farouk. Three-time WWF Tag Team Champion, Farouk.
It reminds me, in a sense, how Dwight Howard, Clay Thompson, how y'all got left off the All-NBA All-75.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. But he has to be more involved. I just don't want to hear, damn, every time I see a promo. With APA playing cards, shooting dice, feeling Stacey Keebler's ass cheeks or something.
But why do we ignore the impact Farouk has had on the industry? I mean, is it just because he's black?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I hear people talk about Bubba Ray Dudley all the time.
Yes.
Why don't we talk about D-Von?
He's black. Bubba Ray left for TNA to go be leader of the Aces and Spades, Aces and Wildcats, whatever the fuck it was called. And who's the ringleader of that? And D-Von is another member, not a co-leader, not a freaking enforcer, vice president. He's just another fucking member.
Miz used to be tied with R-Truth. Who got the title shot?
Miz. Yes. Why? R-Truth black. And that's what Adrian's saying. This is the part of the show where we say, is it racist? 400 years of slavery. We are still.
Oh, hell yeah.
When I say we, I just don't mean black people. I'm speaking for all blacks, Mexicans, Hispanics, Asians, Koreans, Indians in the store.
Whites.
Some whites, too. Yeah. I know some whites that live, you know, kind of rough. You know, there's Section 8 food stamps out here.
Let my people go. Farouk is on the B show. Let my people go. Godfather and his abundance of hoes.
Yes.
Let my people go.
But this isn't a show about racism or politics, because this is another key podcast sponsored by Rage Energy Drink, damn it.
And my final rating for the tag team turmoil is a 4.
Yeah, I give it a 4. It's all right. Only part I really didn't like was the Sky Too High in the album. But I mean, you gotta have somebody kick it off. You know what I'm saying? Let your bums go out first.
Yeah.
It was alright.
Turn it up. I remember playing
Albert, aka Lord Tunside, aka A Train, aka the one that guy's been through more gimmicks than
Prince Albert, which is also known as Dick Piercing.
Yeah. Fucking Elmo.
Yeah. Funny thing is, before we get to the next match, I remember playing Sky Too High in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. He was one of, if not the lowest rated person on that game.
Yeah, he's probably like a 70.
Joy Giovanni. Everybody's like, who? Exactly. I'm pretty sure it was higher than him. Spike Dudley was a 56.
Oh, shit. That's the guy I used to beat up all the time. All right, well, cool.
Next up, we have Rob Van Dam.
Damn.
Versus Goldust. Gold Dust Dick.
Dusty Rhodes Offspring here.
Gold Dick. Dust. Here we have the Monday Night Delight, Mr. Monday Night, Rob, Mother Effin' Damn versus Gold Dust here. Botched clothesline over the top rope, literally in the beginning of the match. It was actually really, really funny to watch because Gold Dust actually sucks. Well, at this point, Gold Dick sucks pretty bad. Yeah. So he gets clotheslined and he kind of goes, like he's scared to go over the top rope or something. A few kicks and a moonsault combination by RVD. I mean, when you see Rob Van Dam, what his moveset is going to be, kick, moonsault, DDT, mm-hmm. 5-star.
Rolling Thunder.
It's just what you're going to kind of get, you know. So he does that. And he hits those kicks. Like, he kicks him in the face. It's great. I love it. Apron leg drop by Rob Van Dam looked okay. But once again, I mean, I feel like Goldick and you know, now – he's great. As Dustin Rhodes, he does fine in AEW.
Yeah.
Towards the latter part of his WWE career, I think he was just fine.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's a few steps slow. few cookies short of an Oreo pack, if you know what I'm saying here. A monkey flipping a savant kick, plus a rolling thunder here. A missed five-star frog splash. And then there's a DDT by Goldust. Mm-hmm. But Rob Van Dam hits a second wind, and he hits his five-star frog splash for the win, baby. I give it 3.
Yeah, I give it 3. It was okay. Match, you know, mid-card level match, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
We're not at peak Rob Van Dam yet. We're never going to get to peak Goldust. So this is pretty much how you're going to get. I give it a 3.
Yes. Preach it. Next here we have Booker T and Test versus LGBT Plus, also known as Little Guido Bitch Taz Plus who?
Spick. Spike.
Spick Dudley.
Oh, sorry. Wrong show. Spike Dudley. But nevertheless, we came off the mat. Spick Dudley. Test beats Taz. Until a missile drop kick by Spike out of the blue. Booker and Test isolate little old Spike because, hey, you got a little bit of bitch stature. You 300 plus pounds from Long Island, New York. Red District, damn it. Spike Dudley, he's here from the freaking Isles of Montana. You're going to isolate the little guy.
Guatemala, Mexico.
Spike gets on the... Oh, Lord. Spike gets on the rope for the two count. He kicks out. He catches his second win. Booker comes back, says, he's not having any of that. He's not camping. Just kicked the Spike for a spin-a-rooney for the two. You know, Bertie, he's having his cake. He's trying to eat it, too. And he gets his head in the game. But like I said earlier on other reviews and pods, as you're listening, as you should have been, damn it, Booker T's been hanging with Tess. He's getting kind of cocky. He's getting real big-headed. He's not finishing his food.
Finish your plate. Wipe it off.
So we get to the part where Booker T didn't finish his damn food.
Mm.
Spike gets the hot tag to Taz. Gets him on in the game here. Taz gets a sloppy dump over the top rope to Queen Booker. Tess pushes the ref for I don't know what the fuck reason. The referee pushes Tess back instead of flopping like they normally do, right into a Taz tranny mission. And he taps him out, and LGBT Taz plus Spick Dudley get the win on another main event show.
Spick Dudley, bro.
We're going to give this a 2. Possibly 2.5 for me, because I feel like Booker T
Spick
should not Dudley be losing these kind of matches.
You said it's called the Taz Transmission.
Yeah, he's LGBT Taz. A little bit of bitch Taz. This is the tranny mission. You know what I'm saying? We're getting there. We got merch dropping.
Oh, bro, I'm never getting a job after this podcast.
Oh, no, we're not.
That's fine, though, because I'm black. I won't get hired anyways.
Laz is black, too, by the way, unless anybody's listening to this. Laz is also black. You don't need a job either.
I give this 2 out of 5. This is too long of a match.
Yeah, it wasn't the best match. But like I said, why is Booker T losing? Why is he paired up with Tess? Why has Lil Guido Bitch Taz and Spike Dudley had these
still
titles
champion
for so long?
It's been since January. But well, I guess since we've been watching so much, we're watching every single week of wrestling. 2 shows a week. It feels like it's been 6 months. Yeah. It's because it's taken us probably 3 months to do a month worth of wrestling.
People more credible than Taz,
Billy
Spike Cook. Dudley, has had shorter title range or worse title range than these two. Look at your current undisputed champion, Chris Jericho. His title range sucks. Look at Christian when he had the World Heavyweight Championship. His title range sucked. I believe he had it for maybe a month.
Air Boom. Evan Bourne, Kofi Kingston, underrated tag team.
Kofi Kingston lost his title to freaking Brock Lesnar in 5 seconds.
Well, to be fair.
On SmackDown, returning to Staples Center on Fox TV.
To be fair to Kofi, he did have the title for 6 months.
Yeah, he had an impressive run. Don't get me wrong. But
the way he ended, yeah.
He's black.
Yeah, he is. Man, he ain't happy.
Booker T had to turn into freaking King Booker. He had to resort to a William Regal act.
King Booker.
To get the title. We didn't see Pyro Booker T get this title. We didn't see Spinneroni Booker T get the title. We saw King Booker. Now, it was a good gimmick, don't get me wrong, but damn it, he has to portray a white man across the pond to get this title. Mm,
yes.
Mark Henry, the Hall of Pain.
He had to become the silverback.
He had to become a silverback racist gorilla to get the title. Oh, my goodness.
So, Mark, I want to give you the title, but you gotta be a monkey. Booker, my nigga,
come here. Give me the title. But you gotta be white. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Dwayne. You're Samoan, right? Alright, good. Don't let the fans know you're black.
Oh my god.
Kofi. I need someone to need Brock to be somebody really, so I don't want any of my white guys losing, so.
Kofi had to switch countries. Originally, he was from...
You're Jamaican, right? African?
Yeah, South Ghana, West Africa.
African? Not African, American. Just African. All right.
Oh, my God.
You got the championship. Big E. Well, this one's a slipper through my fingers. Black ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I think Shane had a little bit to do with that. But he's going to end up losing.
Nonetheless. He's going to lose to Brock Lesnar in 5 seconds. We have Edge versus William Regal.
For the inter
brass knuckles on a pole.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the brass knuckles to win.
Don't need a pole either.
All you have to do, pin or submission, brass knuckles on the pole is just a formality. You can only use those brass knuckles on the pole. So, let's see here. Weird Regal's mother is from Wales and his dad, normal people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jerry Lawler said. William Regal's mother is from Wales, and his dad, well, he's normal people.
He's normal people.
So I think he's saying William Regal's mother's a whale. I think his words, you know, it's, well, from Wales. Little play on words, little bar.
He might be a whale.
He could be in smack. He'd be in URL. The way he just dropped that bar on him. Edge rushes up. William Regal right away. Well, the brass knuckles only are they like the only weapon allowed? That's a big question here. Brief brawl in the crowd. A tiger bomb to Edge outside the ring, which is pretty rough. Regal stretch to Edge. Edge is already bloody, which is actually a really good visual because he's in the Regal stretch. His face is bloody. His mouth is bloody. And he's just like, one more beer. He's yelling him out there. Sign says, token black guy.
Oh, Lord.
With an arrow pointing down to him.
They escalated quickly.
Is it racist?
Yes.
No. I mean, he's a black guy, yeah. Token. If it was a white guy with a token black guy, it's not going to be racist, wouldn't it?
Right.
We're in social climates nowadays.
It's fine.
Regal grabs brass knuckles, but a back suplex from Edge sends him outside the ring. A spear by Edge. He goes to get the brass knuckles, but William Regal has brass knuckles of his own. He hits Edge with them, of course. For the win, I give it 3. It was really plodding. Like, it really...
It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense at all.
The match went on forever.
The brass knuckles on the pole match. Now, let me say something here, gentlemen. If you're following, which you should have been, because I hope you're listening. Cut. The brass knuckles on the pole. There's only one set here.
Mm.
William Sligel Deagle Regal. Always. You can't see my fingers, but there's 2 fingers in front of this fucking mic right now. 2. He always has a second set.
Mm,
either in his gooch, ring steps, referee's socks, pants, his sock or pants, Jerry King, the Lawler's crown, Jim Ross's fucking hat. There's always a second set. Always. Like Adrian said, prior to this match being started, you do not have to get the brass knuckles to win this damn match. Edge gets the brass knuckles off the pole thinking he just struck fucking gold. I don't know whatever reason. Because the second he turned his back, he tries to pick Regal up, who's already down from the spear, to knock him out. There's air quotes. Knock him out again after you just hit your finishing move on this mid-card bastard.
Yes.
To try to re-knock him out, Regal pulls out another set of Canucks.
Mm.
Out from his Canucks.
Knuckles.
Smacks Edge as the rightful Canadian. He should have got smacked as being. Regal wins the match and retains the IC title. But don't you worry, Regal. You self-centered son of a bitch. Rob Van Dam will be in the title picture sooner than you think, baby.
It's actually, yeah, it's very true, yeah. WrestleMania 18, we're creeping up on it. We're creeping there. Man, the problem with... It feels like it's been months. But there's people who don't need to have the titles that have the titles. LGBT+.
Mm-hmm.
You know. William Regal.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho. Those are my only complaints right now. I mean, Trish is deserving of the championship. Nonetheless, yeah, I give it 3. What'd you give it, sir?
Yeah, 3. 2.5.
Next, we have The Rock versus The Undertaker. Sir, do you want to take it away?
Oh, yeah. It's true. It's fuck you true. So,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson versus the Dead Man here. The Rock, he rushes to the ring after The Undertaker comes out of his Harley Davidson rolling. The Rock isn't playing any games here. The Rock wants a piece of Undertaker's arse. So, The Rock gets in the ring. He's beating the shit out of Undertaker. Undertaker's reeling back, trying to get space here, trying to regain himself, trying to take this match back in his favor. Undertaker gets hung up on the top rope after a shitty big boot. You know, The Rock, he, oh, you're stuck on the top rope. Clothesline, here we go. We're taking it outside. They get into a brief fight into the crowd. They're going into the, backstage area, concession stand area, kind of, something like that. It's a couple set of revolving doors here. Undertaker trying to whip The Rock into one. No, The Rock reverses. Whips the Dead Man right into one. Comes back. The Rock gets whipped right into one. So they're just going back and forth through the door, fighting through the crowd, you know, stuff like that. They're spitting on each other, throwing drinks, picking up fat women and pushing them through. It's all kind of celebrity deathmatch type shit going on right here. So we get back into the ring. The Rock hits Undertaker with a big boy DDT. People elbows, gets reversed into a choke slam, I believe. The Rock counters that. Hits Undertaker with a low blow right into the nuts. Undertaker says he has enough of this. He goes outside, gets where he gets on his Harley. He's looking for that lustrous black pipe. And he gets ready to go back into the ring. But before he does, Rick the Dick Nature Boy Flair, he's running out to the ring at 0.5 miles per hour on his hoverboard. He grabs Undertaker by his legs. He's giving the 1-2 combo, 1-2 jab. Undertaker snaps into reality like, you know who you're fucking with here, buddy? And he just plants a big boot right on Rick Flair's toupee.
No defense whatsoever. No hands up. No. He said, oh, put it on my face. He said, who got the black pipe? And just took it right to the face.
He big boots him. And he gets in after beating the hell out of Rick Flair.
Oh, my God.
He beat the hell out of Rick Flair. The Rock hits him with a spine buster. Here comes Vincent Kennedy McMahon flying down to the ring at 0.7 miles an hour on his hoverboard. He gets on the top rope. He's talking his shit. He's shaking his head. He's freaking veins popping out. The Rock says, all right, you bitch. Jacks him up on the ring, flips him on in.
Meanwhile, Jerry Lawler, Jim Ross, oh my God. Oh, that's Vince McMahon.
Can't do that to the boss.
Oh my God.
Signs the paycheck for
now. Oh my God.
He gets him in there. The Taker proceeds to smack The Rock with that lead pipe. Whew. He tries to get him in. Rick comes back. He's getting ready to tombstone The Rock here. Rick gets in, takes that same pipe, smack The Undertaker. Rock gets off his shoulders, rock bottom for the uno, dos, tres. The Rock win. Vince does not like that one bit. I give it 3.5.
I'm going to give it 3.
It was a nice match. I'm trying to find words for it. It was a nice match not to be the main event, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was too much to be in the mid-card of that card, but...
It was nice enough.
Yeah, it was nice enough.
After this, we have Mr. Perfect in New York. He's in WWF New York, drunk off his ass.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He just starts going, you want to see what's perfect? And he starts trying to take his shirt off, and Jerry Lawler's like, oh, my God. And then he flips it. It just comes right back.
Yeah, it comes right back. The camera, like,
no.
Vince is like, cut. Cut the camera three.
Next, though, we have The Rock backstage.
Oh, I love being an alcoholic. What?
The Rock's backstage. Hogan, Nash, the NWO is back there.
Nachos with onions.
Hogan says, oh, brother. Dude, it'd be nice, dude, if you'd like to get a picture of me and you for my son.
Yeah, my son's favorite wrestler.
Really. Yeah, it was all for your son. So Hogan puts his arm around The Rock, and Rock looks like, bitch.
Yeah, he looks at my don't touch
my shoulder.
No, I am.
He's doing every sexual assault. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 sexual assaults start with a hand on the shoulder.
Yeah.
So he kind of gave him a look, whatever, and Hogan started to walk away. He goes, ah, shows him how to taste my son has. And Rock goes, excuse me?
Your son doesn't like bad people? Is that what you're referring to?
He said, run that by me one more time. He said, what was that? I'll take a picture for your son. That's okay. That's all right. We'll do that. Like, he gets pissed. We'll do that. The Rock will take a picture for your son. But you're not going to disrespect me, bitch. He goes down the line. He goes, Razor Ramon, ayo, bad guy. He does like, woo, his little spooky hands with him. He goes, what do you say? Take a,
Take that, Cam. Cam.
Shot it up real nice.
Shot it up real nice. Pass to your buddy.
Diesel. It's like, yes. And then wait a minute. Turn that son of a bitch sideways. Shot it up real nice. You can head over there to Hollywood Hulk Hogan. It's already been shined up. It's already been turned sideways. And you can just shove them all the way on your asses.
Probably one of the best
rock stars. And then just walks away. And he's doing a hug and I was like, Pastor, destroyed me in front of everybody. I'll show every WrestleMania. I bet you everybody's going to turn on him.
He's gonna beat the shit out of him. Yeah, it's just not looking good
for him. Oh, anymore. Like, we don't grade promos or anything like that, but that's a five for me. Yeah, that's something I whenever I hear Kevin Nash, I was at work. I work at a packaging place. Mm-hmm. And we deliver packages. Someone was like, hey, someone said, you gotta put diesel gas in there. I went, diesel? Because I'm an idiot. So, like, I don't know. It's something that's always stuck with me. It's one of the Rock's better backstage segments, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And next we have Triple H versus Kurt Angle, mm-hmm. with Stephanie as the referee here. Mm-hmm. Stephanie doesn't count the pin for Triple H in the beginning. Like, really, she's a really shitty referee. Like, she's not good. Which, I mean, you don't expect her to be because she's not a referee, but, like, genuinely, she's not good at being a not good referee. That makes sense. Kurt sends Steph over the top rope here. So she's gone. They get a replacement out here. Three German suplexes by Kurt Angle, which, wow, Triple H is taking off, and it's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. A few over-the-head belly-to-belly suplexes for a two count. Low blow by Angle, and Angle slam for two. Pedigree, but Stephanie, like, dives and hits the elbow drop on the referee. It's like, hey, bitch, like, this is my job. I'm Stephanie, man, basically. Chair shot and Angle slam to Triple H for the win. He laid on his back for the three. And if Stephanie wasn't involved, I guarantee it wouldn't have happened.
Nope, hell no.
But he's like, oh, we gotta make sure it's a dirty loss. I can't lose.
Not clean.
Can't lose clean. I gave it a four, though. It was actually really entertaining.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle is stellar.
Yeah, I gave it a four as well. It's okay. You know, different. It's obviously different. You know, Triple H finally lost. Main event. Well, main event pay-per-view, so something different.
And now we get to one of, I feel like, the most really built up. They really built to this match here. But it was so disappointing. Y2J flips him off from the jump right away. Stone Cold holds control for the beginning. And, bro, like, let me tell you. There's two notes, two bullet points in this whole little shitting right here. For the first 80% of this match, these men are just trading punches and chops. Mm-hmm. That's all they're doing. We talked about Stone Cold doesn't have the biggest variety of moves, but just trading chops back and forth. That's all they were doing. Punches, chops, Jericho would run away, throw him back in the ring, chops. Like, I counted, I think it was 18 chops in the first, like, 8 minutes of the match.
Over.
That's the majority of the match. But three superplexes. Three superplexes for two. So a superplex should be a finish.
That's top rope, yeah.
I mean, if you're doing 2K, doing SmackDown versus Raw 2008,
yeah.
You're done for.
Done for.
Two lion salts for a two. So three superplexes, two lion salts for a two. Undisputed champion, by the way. Mm-hmm. Whiplash, spine buster onto the belt. And then Jericho hits the breakdown on the belt for the win. And then afterwards, the NWO, nachos with onions, of course, mm-hmm. attacks Stone Cold Steve Austin. And they spray paint NWO on his back. And Scott Hall hits a really shitty stunner on Stone Cold.
Yeah.
It's a two, man. That match was a two for me. It was just chops. Jericho looks like a bitch. And then the NWO comes out. And I instantly am more focused on the NWO than I am Jericho.
Yeah. That's how I guess it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? We didn't see a stunner. Didn't see a Luther as Austin, as we would normally say. But, yeah. I guess another main event pay-per-view Jericho gets by, you know.
And once again, Jericho's an afterthought. Yes. I had to make a little note of that, so I always remind myself every day when I wake up in the morning. Christopher Irvine is an afterthought in the year 2002 when it comes to professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. An absolute afterthought. Let's go ahead and get into the awards here. Ba-ba-da-da! Match of the night, sir.
My match of the night would have to be... I'm going to go with the Undertaker and The Rock.
Okay. I'm going to go with Tag Team Turmoil. In my mind, I think match of the night always rings to me what's the most rewatchable. Mm-hmm. That happens to be for me. Just for me, you know. Happens to be the most rewatchable. Worst match of the night?
Oh, worst match of the night. Let's see.
Notice, no women's matches tonight either.
Pretty nice car. Can Mr. Perfect promo count? I mean,
that might be your worst moment of the night.
Well, I'll say Booker T and Tess versus the Lupita Bitch Taz and Speak Deadly.
Yes. I agree with you there. Who's your star of the night, sir?
Rock promo.
Rock is also my star of the night. Rock promo. Who's the worst of the night? Who's the right back of the night? I'm gonna go with Jericho. I think out of everyone in this entire card, no one looked more like a bitch tonight than him.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll say Jericho.
Best moment of the night.
Rock promo,
yeah, for sure. Oh my god. Oh, classic. That's a t-shirt. We just start barking at him. He's like, oh, Diesel over here. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then we have, what's your worst spot, worst moment?
I'll say Goldust fucking up the clothesline with the Rob Van Dam. Like, literally, beginning of the match, like, dude, you've done this. Dustin Rhodes is your dad. Like,
I think you've been here before.
Program.
I'm going to go with Mr. Pervert trying to disrobe in New York.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
He's drunk off his ass. Final grade for tonight.
I give it 3.
I'll follow through for you.
A low 3. Not
would you pay to be here? We'll just run all tickets 500.
This place in general, 500. I mean, you got jerk off.
So front row.
Yeah.
I'd run 500 for it. You see the NWO overturn. Yeah. Imagine being in the crowd to hear the pop for The Rock's promo backstage. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to sit through the little Guido Bitch Taz match, but I mean. Yeah.
That's about it. Attacking Turmoil was dope. RB Goldust, pretty dope.
Pretty dope show.
Yeah.
Pretty dope show. Ending was lackluster, but
yeah.
Decent. All right. Whoa. That has been the review for No Way Out 2002 from the No Disqualifications Podcast. Of course, I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay, reporting for Laz.
And make sure you follow us on all our socials, or you're just racist.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
Chicka chicka.
Bang.